Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. You may recognize Nancy Pearl's name as the author of the Book Lust series. You also might recognize her voice as a regular commentator on NPR's Morning Edition. But what you might not know about the woman that the New York Times calls the talk of librarian circles is the fact that she created the On the Same Page event that we are celebrating with the Cincinnati Public Library this month. She's on the phone with me this morning to talk about that and her Skype appearance as part of On the Same Page coming up on Saturday, March 23rd at 2 o'clock at the main library. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Mark.
A long intro, I know, there, but you've done quite a bit. I thought librarians were supposed to be quiet, and you make a lot of noise, Nancy.
But all I ever talk about, Mark, is good books to read.
Right. Well, you've come a long way, and I knew you through NPR's Morning Edition and the Book Lust series. I didn't realize that you were the originator of the community reading programs, like On the Same Page, all starting back in Seattle. You developed the program If All of Seattle Read the Same Book. Where did that idea come from, and what prompted it?
It was immediately prompted by a grant that we got, which was in which we were supposed to bring new audiences into the library for literary programs. But it really grew out of my strong belief that books are powerful enough to make people, to help people feel connected to others who may not look like them or be as old as they are, be of a different race. All of those surface differences that we see, that can be in many ways ameliorated by discussing a book, by discussing these difficult issues, life issues, love, death, changing. All of those things are much easier to discuss in the context of a book when you can always relate it back to the book. But I think that books have that ability to help us think about those kinds of things.
Well, you started this in Seattle back in 1998.
Yes.
How did it spread, and how was that first community reading program?
Well, you know, we always looked at that first community reading program as a library program. There was not much press about it. We got, you know, it was a great turnout. We did our normal library kind of publicity. And then Chicago Public Library said, that's a great idea. We want to do it too. And if Chicago does it, then everybody pays attention, which is so lovely, because the great thing about this idea about the community reading programs is that it's adaptable to any size city or location. So Canada does it now.
Wow.
And I was recently in Bosnia and Herzegovina in the Balkans in Central Europe, and the U.S. Embassy in Bosnia is sponsoring a program called One Bosnia and Herzegovina, One Book. And I went there to teach the discussion leaders how to lead a book discussion, which is not always as obvious as it might sound, and how to talk about difficult issues, how to have a discussion about difficult issues without it going off the rails. So it's just spread everywhere. Over 400 cities in the United States are doing it as well.
Wow. And it really does show the power of reading, and it seems in this digital day and age, while the tendency might be to think that reading and books are falling by the wayside, I'm really through On the Same Page, the program we have here in Cincinnati and other efforts, I really seem to feel that the reading is gathering greater importance.
Well, I think it is, and partially I think that programs like this are so valuable, partly because people are looking for something good to read. They want some suggestions. So this kind of program answers that particular issue. But also I think that we live in a society where you can go the whole day without ever interacting with another human being outside maybe your immediate family. You can pump your own gas. You can check out your own groceries. None of that human interaction is quite as prevalent or even natural as it used to be. And these On the Same Page programs, which bring people together, to talk about a book, I think answered that need that we have for a sense of community.
Well, that sense of community seems to be growing as well, because there's really been an explosion of book clubs. I've run across more and more people that are involved in book clubs.
Yes.
And while that literary circle has been around for some time, it seems to be developing even faster these days.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think these days, I don't belong to a book club, so I'm not the right person to... you couldn't ask me, and I would not say, or you could ask me, and I wouldn't say, I mean, I wouldn't lie. I'm not in a book club. But I think that it's hard to find somebody who isn't in a book club, and frequently people are in two or even three.
Right.
Seems beyond my understanding.
Well, what do you think the biggest threat to reading is these days? Even with this explosive growth in these community reading programs, you still see kids who, you know, due to digital and, you know, computer screens everywhere, just aren't into reading.
I think part of that is the fact that libraries are not funded at the level that they should be funded. I think that libraries and the schools, the public school, all the schools, play a major role in this early literacy. And especially for libraries, I think the librarians are interested in, the children's librarians are interested in getting kids to love to read. So their goal is not necessarily to help them learn to read, although many libraries have tutoring programs, but to develop this love of reading. And I think that the big threat to reading is when we forget about the pleasure that it brings us and just concentrate on the mechanics or this sort of deep analysis that kids get in school, which I think, unless you have a terrific teacher, can really stop the love of reading in its tracks.
Well, I mentioned, you know, you originated community reading programs. You publish Book Lust, a bestseller from the very beginning, and you have a couple in the series. What has surprised you most about your success, both in the publishing and in these community reading programs?
I think it's been the kind of reaffirmation or affirmation of my belief in the power of books to make the world a better place.
And well, were you surprised about the librarian action figure that came out?
Well, you know, I modeled for it, so it wasn't a surprise. I knew it was in the works. I was surprised about nobody thought it would sell anything. You know, I mean, the guy who did it lives in Seattle, and he loves books and loves the library, and I think just wanted to kind of give something tangible that showed that love of reading and love of libraries, but nobody expected that it would end up selling well over 100,000 of that original,
right,
which is just unbelievable.
Well, you're speaking via Skype as part of our On the Same Page program here in Cincinnati, and I know you have, through the years, made many, many visits to libraries and bookstores. Have you found that this digital approach is a little easier on you?
It's only easier because I think travel gets harder and harder. I would have loved to come to Cincinnati and do it in person, but I think that it's just much, traveling just isn't fun anymore, which is why I was really happy that I could do this via Skype, and I'm really looking forward to it. And there'll be time for questions. I won't talk the whole time. I'll take questions about any book-related topic.
Well, excellent. Well, looking forward to your appearance via Skype here, and thanks for taking some time this morning to talk with us.
Thank you, Mark.
Nancy Pearl, librarian, author, and NPR commentator. She will discuss the written word with On the Same Page participants and her favorite memoirs via Skype at the Main Library, 2 o'clock Saturday, March 23rd, as part of the On the Same Page program. You can find details about that and other library happenings and some of our favorite books on our website, wvxu.org.